In a world of mindless movie cliches, one podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Aloha. Welcome to Waikiki Beach on the Hawaiian island of Oahu. I'm John Hillerman.
Alias Higgins on Magnum PI. And I'm Deborah Shelton.
Whom you know as the beautiful Mandy Winger on Dallas. We want to extend a warm Hawaiian greeting to you and your family on this Thanksgiving Day.
From our family here at CBS. John, it is simply wonderful to be here.
Deborah, the feeling is mutual. From the majesty of its emerald mountains to the magic of its tropical sunsets, even Hawaii's beauty pales in comparison to yours.
Oh, John.
And, as you must know, it's customary to greet a lovely lady with a flower lei. As we say, Deborah, me ke aloha pumahana e kipa mai, which in Hawaii means, with my warmest aloha, welcome.
Oh, that was beautiful, John. But isn't it also customary to give one to your host? As we say in Dallas, it's right nice to be here.
Yes, back to the show. The folks back home are in for a treat today, aren't they, Deborah?
They sure are. The Aloha Parade is like no other in the world. But then Hawaii is like no other place in the world, too.
Indeed not. So stay tuned, everyone. The Aloha Parade will be starting in just a moment. But first, let's go to the bubble in New York and our CBS family hosts, Linda Gray and Larry Hagman.
Holy cow, talk about connections with these chemistry. Whoa!
Everybody on this show, I have never seen a collection of hosts so unsuited to being the host of a parade. So we have Deborah Shelton, like who? I remember her from she was in Body Double.
Mm-hmm.
She just mentioned she's on Dallas. Like this whole thing is CBS based, so we're looking at CBS circa 1986.
It's bizarre, and that thing that they're sitting in some type of spider thing, like some art installation.
It's a bubble.
Yeah, like what is that thing?
I don't think there's like glass or anything. I think it's just.
Yeah, it's like an art installation of some sort.
Welcome to Waikiki Beach.
Whoa. By the way, you're listening to VHS Rewind. My name is Mark, and I am talking with Chris. How are you, Chris?
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, it's going to be Thanksgiving in a few days. And
what are you doing? Are you going away?
No way, man. Staying at home.
Are you cooking?
Oh, yeah.
Turkey, the whole thing?
Yeah, man. I was going to deep fry a turkey for the first time ever. But instead, I'm going to do it next month. I'm going to deep fry a turkey.
What happened this year? You don't have the fryer?
No, I do. I've never done it before. And a friend of mine who knows everything there is to know about deep frying a turkey, he said, I'll do it with you just to make sure you're doing it right. And my friend is actually, he knows everything about like wilderness and doing this kind of like weird type of stuff. And he's a hunter. I don't know. I feel more safe with him helping.
Yeah, I don't understand, you know, how that works. How you get it in, how you take it out, I don't know.
No, what you do is, you know, you fill it with, you put the turkey in, and then what you do is you fill it up with water, and you mark the level. Then when you take the turkey out, you know how much oil to put in, because what you do is you measure the amount of water that's left over.
Interesting. I did not know this.
Yeah, that way when you put the turkey in the oil, it doesn't overflow.
Interesting.
You know, so little things like that that I didn't really think about at first, he knows about. So I'll just do it with him and we'll see.
How long do you deep fry a 15, 20-pound turkey?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's like a third of the time.
Even that long? Okay, I didn't know how long it takes to... I don't know how that works. Like how you get it just crispy on the outside, but then, you know, moist and tender on the inside.
Oh,
I don't know.
I mean, I've had it before.
I've never had it before. I really want to try it.
It's really good. I've never done it before. I never even saw it being done. Here, hold on. I'm going to get you the...
The most offbeat I've had was last year when we went to the in-laws. The power went out, so we had to grill it.
We had to grill an entire turkey.
Yeah.
But, you know, you fry a turkey for 3 minutes per pound.
Oh, really? Okay, so that's...
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's pretty badass. Like, say you have a 20-pound... Well, 20 pounds is pretty big turkey. Say you have a 15-pound turkey, you're talking about 45 minutes.
Huh.
It's like, done. Finished. And it's like, but my Cornish game hens are still cooking. And the rotisserie. Dude, I am so...
The turkey's going to be done before all the sides are ready.
Not to totally go in a different tangent, but this is the year where I'm getting into a lot of strange outdoor cooking. I've just started getting really, really into cast iron. I don't know if you ever cook with that.
I did. You know, that thing is a lot of work, though. Like a cast iron skillet, you know, you have to keep treating it all the time. And
it depends on what you're cooking it. And you just you can't burn your food, that's all.
I thought you were going to say you had a smoker.
No, I'm getting one. Betsy is going to buy me one for Hanukkah. I have my eye on it on Amazon. I'm waiting for the price to drop because it supposedly drops around January. So hopefully it'll drop to the price I want. But yeah, it's going to be a pretty big smoker, and I'm going to smoke everything.
Nice.
And we just built like this thing in my backyard, so I have a fire pit back there. So I'm kind of like learning about different woods and just for fun.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, dude. But yeah, oh, another thing is a Dutch oven I bought.
Oh, I love those. I love those.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you can just put it on charcoal. But yeah, I mean... I love cooking around this time of the year, and we've got our first few flurries today. So,
You did get some of that snow?
No, not really. I got like literally about a dozen flurries.
Oh, okay, but I heard some snow fell in New York, but
you got none?
No, I didn't see any.
Oh wow, I got a friend who got like 4 feet of snow or something. Some ridiculous,
what?
Maybe 4 inches. No, he said there was a 4 foot snow drift. He's up in Ithaca.
So. Oh, no wonder.
Yeah. Jeez. Like, in July, you're getting snow.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But yeah, it got cold today, but nothing too bad.
It was freezing today.
But all right, let's get back to the Thanksgiving Day parade. Oh, what are you making? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to the in-laws. I don't cook. I can't cook for many people. I can cook for my family, but that's about it. You start adding people, I can't improvise with recipes. I can't factor in.
Chris, we have 8 people coming. All right, what do we need? 4 birds? All right, you better pick up about 30 pounds of potatoes.
We need to make reservations. That's what we need to do.
7 pounds of butter. I don't know, 40 loaves of bread. It's like 8 people.
So what are we doing? We're watching this Thanksgiving Day parade to get into the spirit?
Yeah.
So we got Hillerman and Shelton and Hagman and Gray and that wonderful team, Rebecca Schaefer. Remember her? And Mr. Wizard himself. And listeners should check our archives for our review of Mr. Wizard TV show.
Yeah. That little munchkin.
That little,
yeah,
the little person.
It was such a weird show. Definitely look into that. That was definitely a strange show.
So they fluctuate between. There's a parade in Hawaii. There's a parade in Toronto. That's where Schaefer and Mr. Wizard are, and Linda Gray and Larry Hagman in New York doing the Macy's Day Parade. And like I say, there's this thing we're going to point out. This thing is so full of technical gaffes, host gaffes, mm-hmm. and believe it or not, balloon gaffes. I mean, so, you this know, thing is so low rent.
I guess this was the 60th anniversary.
Yeah, Keach goes into it at some point.
This year, it's the 90th, you know.
This year?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's the 90th anniversary.
You haven't done that? Sat outside the parade? You know, along the parade route? You haven't gone for that?
No, no. I was supposed to do something with Clifford. With like, yeah, you just go there and you can get a great seat and, you know, you can watch it. I'm like, yeah, no, I think I'll stay home. Thanks.
Wait, so did Clifford made the parade?
Like, yeah. You know, what's funny about that is...
No, he didn't.
No, no, no. Well, I was one of the people who worked on the Macy's snow globe, where I got to like proof correct the artwork and everything that was used on the, in the 2001 snow globe. Now think about this: it's November, you know, late November. Snow globe. What is this? A month and a half after September 11th,
right?
And So that snow globe actually never came to fruition. You know, it never got sold.
Dope.
And I grabbed up a case of them. I snatched a case of them. I still have them. They're really well. They're pretty sought after.
I was gonna say, just bide your time. They're worth something on eBay
because they're like the 75th anniversary. You know? Oh yeah. Maybe I'll make that the cover.
Is Clifford even on the? Is Clifford even on the air anymore?
Jeez. I'm not sure. I think he is. You know, Clifford makes the rounds. You know, he's still well loved in the libraries. And...
Is Scholastic Entertainment still around?
I don't think so. I think they moved up to Canada and anamorphed into something.
It morphed into Nelvana.
Yeah.
All right, so where do we – let's go to New York. Let's hear Hagman and Gray and their incredible chemistry.
All right.
And listen at the end of this clip, because just as they switch back in one of the first instances of this, Larry Hagman says something like he thinks he's off mic, but like Trump, he gets caught on mic and could be nothing. I thought I heard him say, like, what a dick, but whatever.
Oh, really? All right, I'm going to listen.
Thank you, Hawaii, and welcome to the famous CBS bubble in New York. I'm Linda Gray.
The beautiful Sue Ellen on Dallas, and I'm Larry Hagman.
Who you all know and love as kindly, generous, adorable J.R. Ewing.
Oh, come on. Well, let's get out our trusty old...
Did you mean right there?
No. Oh. At the end of the clip.
Clock?
What a clock. When it says tick, you'd better talk.
Right now it says 9 o'clock, very loud. Time for the start of the CBS All-American...
I'm just interrupted for 1 second. What is up with the corny humor that exists for Thanksgiving Day parades? I think it's like, when it ticks, you better talk. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
It gets worse during this show. can we just describe Linda Gray's coat that she's wearing? Oh, I know it must be cold, but she is wearing an entire grizzly bear on
her. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she went Revenant on this thing, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I see the head in the back.
I mean, JR basically has a raincoat on, like a regular, like, you know,
that
Stetson.
Is like, that's a Columbo trench coat.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant.
With his trademark, you know, he still does the JR shit.
And it's like, yeah, like, which is weird, right? That hat and everything. It's like, I remember I Dream of Jeannie, man. It's like, but her, it's like, holy cow, man. That's like 600 mink or something.
It gives her like... It seems like she's wearing layers, but that is the entire coat. I'm telling you, it's an entire grizzly bear.
She is wider than Larry Hagman, if you look at it.
So let me say, so Dallas back then, you know, I don't know. I kind of thought Linda Gray was hot, but that's just me.
I mean,
it's hard to say.
It's hard to say right now, you know.
All right, maybe not here, but...
But here we go.
Giving Day Parade.
A big time when we of the CBS family join your families for the annual holiday party.
And we'll be off on an exciting trip to enjoy parades from all over. The exotic Aloha Parade in Hawaii, great fun and fine floats in Michigan.
In Toronto, the Santa Claus Parade, and of course, here in New York, the famous Macy Parade. We'll follow that from the beginning all the way down fabulous Broadway.
Right now, back to Hawaii. Our host has moved from the beach to the parade site with a breathtaking view of Waikiki. So let's join them, huh? What is it?
Hello.
Yeah, you're right.
And there's so many of that, and we're going to get to every single last one. Because so these.
Was this these, live?
Yeah, it must be. Because, like I say, these technical gaffes that happen, they weren't edited out.
You know, it's funny. Like, do you think they're all wasted or something? Or. I mean.
I don't know. I don't think Larry Hagman and Linda Gray have that kind of.
Well, 9 o'clock in the morning. Imagination. Right? It's 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to assume. Half of my family was probably already wasted. Yeah, bacon mashed potatoes.
I know Stacy Keach, who does part of the show, I know he was well into his cocaine habit at this point. So
But you know what's funny? The whole Hawaii thing is kind of strange to me. Like, I don't think of Hawaii when I think of Thanksgiving.
No. And there is nothing Thanksgiving-y about it. I think Hillerman actually in the next clip is going to talk about that. So I don't know if you want to just play the next Hillerman clip.
Here we go.
And see what he says.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a gorgeous Thanksgiving day in Hawaii.
Before we get on with the Aloha Parade, Deborah, perhaps I should explain that since the folks back home are enjoying their traditional Thanksgiving dinner today, we thought we'd try a traditional Hawaiian luau.
Well, it looks fabulous. Are you going to tell me what everything is?
Well, there's lau lau and...
Wait, what's the time difference in Hawaii? 6 hours, I thought.
Ahead, right? They're ahead. Yeah.
Is it ahead? Yeah, so if they're ahead...
I would think it's ahead.
So, yeah, if they're ahead, then they're 3 p.m., I guess.
Can I say, like she said, it's a beautiful day. It looks overcast in Hawaii all day. I mean, it's very gray, as you'll see in some of these clips.
Yeah.
And also, everybody on this show, not just Hillerman and Chilton, everybody's reading cue cards. You can tell.
Yeah, oh my just, God, to the point where it's just like, oh my God, ad lib a little? Jeez. It's really bad. All right, here we go.
Of course, there's poi and lomi lomi salmon and haupia and, oh, you must try some of this. This is my favorite.
Well, wait a minute. What is it?
Mashed raw fish with seaweed.
You know what? Seaweed's just not on my diet, and I think I'll pass this time.
Delicious.
Here comes the parade.
Okay, so we love marching bands here at VHS Rewind.
We do,
so
yeah,
we have no less, you know, I don't know if we'll play every last one, but there's at least 5 marching bands. I really hate marching music, but...
Yeah, but here's a 20-second little snippet.
Here's a very important member here's of the Hawaiian musical community, the Royal Hawaiian Band.
I couldn't be more bored.
They're currently celebrating their 150th birthday, as they were commissioned by King Kamehameha III in 1836. Today, they're under the jurisdiction of the city of Honolulu, and we're told they're the only full-time municipal band in the country.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Royal Hawaiian Band.
Gray skies.
It seriously looks like it could snow any second.
or at least a hurricane. Look at that. Look at
It does look pretty bad. Like, it's not Hawaii that you think of with the blue skies.
Hurry up, people. The rains are going to come. Let's get this over with.
Ugh. All right, so we got... Let's move on to the next...
What do you... All right, so the next clip, then, is where he talks about the theme of the parade. So I don't know if you want to play the 418.
Here we go.
Here's parade, Deborah, is the land of Aloha. And from the looks of it, this float has gone back to the very beginning.
This brings me right back to Animal House.
Creation of the islands by volcanic eruption.
And they've created a miniature volcano right on the float.
And behind it lies the beautiful new land called Hawaii, a lush tropical paradise.
Complete with its own little grass shack. John, what about their costumes?
The Hyatt Regency Hotel was given the honor this year of hosting the Hawaiian Royal Court. And so
oh, God, this is like unbearable.
You know, but you gotta play it for our guests.
All right, you're right. No, it's unbearable because as a New Yorker, I have a tough time.
Facing this float are the Ali'i, meaning the king and queen, the Kahuna, or high priest, various warriors and ladies in waiting.
Looking at those warriors, I know why the ladies are waiting.
Powers!
And of course, all the costumes are authentic recreations of those worn in ancient times.
They are gorgeous.
They are gorgeous.
You know, I know it's me. I'm going to go on a limb here and say something controversial.
Oh, jeez.
Hawaiian people, not really attractive.
They don't look happy either.
They do.
You ever watch Doug the Bounty Hunter? Because Doug the Bounty Hunter, he's in Hawaii, you know?
I did not know that.
Yeah, and I watched it maybe 3 times or 4 times in my life. And he's always after, you know, Hawaiians and... Yeah, they don't seem like the happiest people. It's like, you live in Hawaii, you know? It's like, it's our joke. You know, if you're going to be homeless, why be homeless in Manhattan when you can just go to Hawaii?
I heard it's, like, really tough to live there. Like, some people that I work with used to live there. And, you know, it's tough to get a job and
well, what things what don't do pay you do? Well. I'm going to assume that there's really not that much going on in Hawaii.
You know, you're a bellboy or nothing.
Yeah, it's like...
you give helicopter tours or nothing.
Exactly. It's like you do... It's like, you know what you can do is sign up and give, like, the Vincent Price Brady Bunch reenactment episode. Where you could do the idol. Where Greg wipes out and almost dies. Yeah, the Hawaii stuff is silly. I don't know. It's not for me.
Can we do one more clip here? Sure. Only because...
No, I'm fine with it.
There's a song. Now. There's a song on the next clip at 6:51, just so we could hear a little bit of the Hawaiian music that we all love so much.
Here we go.
John, look at this magnificent float from the Duty Free Shoppers Limited.
Yes, the theme of this...
Doesn't look duty free to me. it basically looks like a big old...
A bunch of bushes.
Yeah, it's kind of like you parked your float in front of, like, like an ivy thing, and it's overgrown now. It's like a chia pet. That's what it looks like.
Hello, Deborah, is the beauty found in the diversities of the peoples of Hawaii and the harmony in which they live, work, and play.
The men and women standing on top of those huge columns represent many of Hawaii's different cultures, those of Hawaiian, Asian, and European extraction.
The columns themselves commemorate the centennial celebration of Hawaii's Iolani Palace, the only royal palace in the United States.
Look at those flowers. You know there are 550 dozen roses there and 30 dozen bird of paradise, just to name a few.
It's the grand...
Look out for ticks.
Sweepstakes winner. Here's one.
This is something my mother would say. I hope they don't get a tick.
One of Hawaii's most popular vocal groups, the Brothers Casimero, about to perform. Their blend of traditional Hawaiian themes with modern musical arrangements has set a new course for the music of these islands. Let's listen.
I'm native to the land.
It is.
Well, that's pretty good.
You like that guitar there?
The 12th string?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's a 12-string guitar. It's a regular guitar, except each string is doubled up.
Ah.
That's all.
No,
I don't like those guitars. So, our next clip.
Well, you know what? Let's go to, you know, we contacted some people who were going to wish all of our listeners a happy Thanksgiving, so we could play that first set of wishful thinkings.
Well, you do have a thing here where they're doing a little shtick together.
Oh, you want to do that? Okay.
Yeah, Hillerman and Shelton.
I think this is the end of Hillerman and Shelton, thank God.
What have you got there?
Let's take a listen to the song.
He sounds so bored.
But he always does. That's his thing.
John, it's amazing. The Hawaiian Islands are such tiny little specks in this enormous Pacific Ocean.
It's all the more incredible that the ancient Polynesians found their way here across thousands of miles of open ocean.
And I thought we were lucky that our plane found the right island. The question is, how do we find our way back to New York from here?
In the same way the Polynesians would do. Let's see. Wind direction, ocean currents, angle of the sun. That means that New York is that away.
Were you a Boy Scout?
No, but I do have a terrific travel agent.
Oh, yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
It means it's like it could be an innuendo, but it's not at all. Have you ever watched The Kroll Show? Nick Kroll?
I have not.
He is a character who's a plastic surgeon who also got a lot of plastic surgery. And I swear to God, that's where he got the character from, now that I'm looking at it.
Ouch.
You just have to watch it. It's very funny.
I will YouTube that.
Yeah. So, all right, All-American Thanksgiving Day Parade. Should I just go to that?
Yeah, just because this is where the stuff comes on.
Yeah, I mean, this floats. I mean, that's what I want to see. I want to see balloons.
We'll be returning to Hawaii later in the CBS All-American Thanksgiving Parade. This portion brought to you by Wheat Thins, Nabisco Wheat Thins, a holiday tradition, and by all the new toys from Mattel. Larry Hagman and Linda Gray in the bubble in a moment.
Do you want to play all? Oh, yeah, these are the thank yous from the TV shows, right?
Yep.
From all of us here on Dallas to all of you out there, happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving.
This Cagney and Lacey in
there. Yeah, in case anybody didn't recognize.
In their 2 second spot.
We're watching a really edited, you know, we're lucky we got these clips, but.
Yeah, totally.
We got some good ones.
Yeah.
It's a real pleasure for us to introduce two new members of the CBS family waiting for us now up in Toronto.
Rebecca Schaefer, so young, so pretty, so charming, so vivacious.
Larry, please, you're a host, not her agent. And with Rebecca, one of the most fascinating personalities you'll ever meet, David Rappaport.
Let's help make their debut on our Thanksgiving parade a festive occasion with some long-distance confetti.
Direct dialing, so take it away, Toronto. It's all on us. Hope
you
don't get happy
there.
Thanksgiving. Welcome.
So Toronto.
Why they've been like shipped off to Toronto, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean that's, you know, I don't know, it's kind of weird that they would choose Toronto. Okay. So yeah, we have Schaefer and Wizard.
So you know, Rebecca Schaefer, she had some tragedy in her life.
Yeah.
So she was shot and killed. But
so was Rebecca. I mean, so was Mr. Wizard.
What?
Didn't he commit suicide?
Oh, I think, yeah, I think, wasn't he ill or something?
Yeah. But
oh, look at this guy. He's got such a big smile and he killed himself. Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty tragic.
Rebecca Schaefer, don't know much. I didn't watch My Sister Sam or whatever it's called.
No, me either. I just remember hearing about the specific. I remember actually catching a thing on Lifetime where they did the reenactment.
You know, she you know, she's
cute-ish.
She's
no Pam Dauber.
She's no Pam. You know, I would stalk Pam Dauber before I would stalk.
You know,
Rebecca Schaefer. But
I tried giving Mork and Mindy a chance a few weeks ago. It's a really difficult show to watch. But
is it really? Doesn't hold up?
Oh,
really?
Even my kid, he's like, "What the hell's this show about?" But you know, I don't know if I'm watching it at the right time, like the right episodes. So I really have to.
Yeah, maybe. If it's later seasons, that's the issue. If it's beginning, Robin Williams doesn't carry it. Wow,
Robin Williams makes me laugh normally, and it's just. I don't know. I have to look into this. This is before they're married. This is before Mirth comes into it.
Oh, yeah. God, those were terrible. Are terrible.
But, but anyway, but Pam Dauber, really attractive.
Oh, yeah. I always thought she was very cute. All right, so let's get a taste of the Schaefer wizard chemistry.
Welcome to Toronto. This is Rebecca Schaefer.
Alf, my sister Sam, and I'm David Rappaport.
Of the CBS series The Wizard.
You're just in time for the start of our big Santa Claus parade.
A tremendous treat for everyone, children of all ages.
And what a parade this is going to be, with great bands and clowns, Eloise the Elephant.
A giant panda, and is he cute.
And don't forget, a personal appearance of the biggest star of all time, Santa Claus.
So come on and join the fun.
Yep. From the Toronto...
Yep.
Oh my. Oh boy, and he is so cute.
Yep.
It's like... And... A giant panda, and boy is he cute! Oh, jeez! Insert name,
right? Every exactly.
When did Rebecca Schaefer get killed?
Was that 90? Was that 1990?
So was that My Sister Sam was on the air for a while or something? Or
no, I think that was off the air at that point.
Yeah, 89. She died.
Oh, in 89?
Yeah, July 18.
What did she do besides My Sister Sam and she did, what was it, Scenes from, I forget what the name of it was.
Don't you do it. Don't you put her down.
Scenes from the Class Struggle of Beverly Hills. Yeah, that's it. That's all I.
Radio Days, maybe? I don't know.
Man, you're right. She was in that. Oh, but her performance was ultimately edited from the film.
Yeah, I just recently... Damn! Speaking of holding up, I just recently watched that. That was a pretty good... That holds up well.
Yeah, I didn't... Man, she was only 21.
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, it'd be more sad if it was me. But, I mean, nonetheless, you know, it's sad to see some friggin' maniac.
Yeah, I don't even want to know about it.
Wait, oh, she would have been, her birthday was the 6th of November.
Oh.
Where? You know, we always tend to do shows that are on specific dates, so that's why I would think it would be kind of crazy if today was her birthday or something creepy like that. All right, anyway, let's go back onto the show.
Oh, when she was killed, she was preparing for an audition for a role in The Godfather Part 3.
Well.
Small blessings.
Well, she could have gone down with the ship.
Guys, we're terrible. Oh, that's terrible. Anyway.
Wait, I actually paid money to see that in the theater.
So did I. Oh. And I was a big fan of it, but on rewatches, it's pretty terrible.
I remember watching going, what's this guy talking about? What's going on? I'm a little lost.
I still like it more than most people, but it's pretty.
It could have been a lot better.
Oh man, it should have been a lot better.
All right, so let's play the Toys R Us float.
Yeah, I'm looking for things to.
Yeah, a lot of it is drum rolls and.
Yeah, I mean another band. All right, I mean let's play. I definitely want to play wherever they're talking, but let's just give a flavor of.
You know what this is missing. Parade. You know what this parade is missing.
What?
It's missing all the craziness that we had on the other episodes where let's go and talk to, you know, Red Buttons, you know, and it's like he's wasted out of his mind or something like that. And
I think we get some craziness when Keech takes over.
Okay.
Because a lot of things happen.
Well, he's got the Cosby sweater on. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Oh, or do you have a clip? Do you have a particular clip?
No, I mean, let's just play one random. Let's play the Toys R Us float, okay. But there's not much. And then we'll do one more with Mr. Wizard.
Right. Metro Santa Claus Parade. And from all of us here in the CBS family, to your family, season's greetings, plus best wishes from Toys R Us. And what a spectacular greeting this is, with Christmas bells large and small in bright colors, sizes and shapes.
There are bells, too, B-E-L-L-E-S, as in Southern Bells and Ball. They're not ringing like Yuletide chimes, just looking quietly lovely in red gowns with gold trim. Some of them are in silver lamé, and others are actually wearing bells, not on their fingers and toes like the lady in the nursery rhyme, but on their heads.
Are you listening, Liberace? Whatever we do, let's not even mention.
Yeah, right, I know. Kicking the gong around.
Here's the thing. You know, all right, I get it. It's supposed to be family safe. It's supposed to be family. But you can go too far with that, you know? And this is so toned down to be so safe that it's nauseating. The jokes are just terrible.
Let's do the Burlington Marching Band, because we love marching bands. But then this will take Rappaport, the next clip right after that, it just flows into it, is Rappaport taking us out to a commercial break anyway. So let's play the marching band. It's really short.
All right, here we go.
We love marching bands.
Totally.
The Redcoats are coming. The Redcoats are coming. As a special highlight of our Santa Claus parade.
The Redcoats is the nickname of one of the best bands in North America. 127 members strong, and a spectacular exhibition of marching and musical skill.
So, friends, a warm welcome for the Burlington Theme Tour Band. Yay!
About the name, Burlington Theme Tour Band. Burlington is their home not far from Toronto. Teen, well, that means they're all teenagers. The average age is about 15.
And tour, that's because they tour around the country a lot. 126 trips so far this year. And band, well, you can see and hear for yourself. This is really some band.
Directed by Don Allen.
Can you just explain why they're called a band? It's idiotic.
I think so. No, the... Name that tune.
I have a question. Why is Toronto celebrating Thanksgiving?
I was actually gonna bring that up. Why not?
Because they're a different country.
Oh, that's right. and they're French based, aren't they?
And from what I understand, the Canadian Thanksgiving is in October. So, what is this?
Is this meant to be a Thanksgiving Day parade, or is it meant to be just a parade?
just
a parade.
Well, I mean, all these people are there.
And CBS is thinking, oh, we have added value. We have an unrelated Hawaiian parade, an unrelated Toronto parade, and this second-rate Macy's Day parade with lame-ass balloons.
I read here. What's open and what's closed on Thanksgiving Monday?
Thanksgiving Monday?
That's what it says.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was in October.
Ah.
So I don't know what's going on here.
I wonder what their Thanksgiving is about. Is it called Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder what they're thinking for.
Who cares? I just don't understand what they're doing here. they're not welcome. This isn't cool. Go have your own friggin' holiday a month ago. No, I'm seriously mad. Screw this. I don't want to see any more clips from Toronto.
Well, just do one more with Mr. Wizard. Just the last one there.
You know, I don't like their pennies. I don't like their nickels.
Their pennies?
Yeah, you get sometimes you get change, and you get the little, you know,
Canadian nickel.
Yeah. What am I doing with that? No, I like Canada actually as a country. I think it's nice. It's a beautiful.
I'd move to Montreal.
You should move to Montreal.
I might, given our current state of affairs.
Can I help? I'll help you move.
Ouch.
Not me, buddy. Red, white, and blue, buddy. Try to burn this flag. You'll be dead. You'll be dead. No, yeah, this is kind of strange.
I thought this was a shorter clip.
I'm sorry, I just fell asleep. Very good, very good. Wow.
All right, you know.
No, you want to hear Mr. Wizard again, right?
No,
No, I'm fine with that.
15 seconds.
It just doesn't make any sense why they're... Like, it's kind of like, hey, we're in Mexico and we're celebrating the 4th of July. It's like, what? We're in Israel for Christmas. Just doesn't make any sense.
Great! And now, a big hand for a great band, the Burlington Teen Tour Band.
We'll be back with
much, much more to this exciting parade from Toronto. And that features a visit from a real superstar, Santa Claus. So all the best from CBS, and a happy holiday to you.
Wow.
Oh, so they're cute.
No, they are. You know what? It is funny. It's strange. That's all about
It's cute when she does it. But on him, it's strange.
Yeah, he's getting like frustrated. He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna kill myself tonight."
I meant to ask you, with all these marching bands in high school, did you play an instrument or no. Were you in school band?
No. I mean, I played. Yeah. I would sometimes sit in on piano.
Oh yeah,
okay. But nothing. I had no interest in being in band. My wife played the oboe.
Oh, really?
Well, no, not the oboe, the clarinet. Same thing.
Wow, that's pretty nice. That's nice, actually.
But her whole her brother plays a tuba, and I don't know what her sister played. But, I mean, I just, you know, I was always in music class and everything. I just had no interest in playing in band. What about you?
No, I could not get up in front of people.
Yeah, I mean, I think that these bands are interesting and stuff like that. It seems silly. A little bit, but I think the kids themselves, you know, enjoy it and they can, you know.
Yeah, no, good for them. Good for them. I just don't want to listen to it. And if I was in the band, you know, let's say, okay, so you're in a band and you play clarinet, let's say, or trumpet. And, you know, you play all this stupid marching music, which is, I mean, it's boring to listen to. I can't imagine what it's like to play. And wouldn't you want to, like, bust out in some jazz kind of riffs on that thing or whatever instrument you're playing? I don't know why people play this kind of marching music. I just don't get it.
Well, like, people
unless you're in military school.
People who are in, like, Dixieland bands and that kind of stuff, it's just not for me.
Yeah.
It's like, go play your terrible music somewhere else.
Ouch.
But, yeah, I don't get it either. I never understood the whole concept behind marching bands.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And the uniforms, everything like that. Well, I guess, you know, our military has marching bands, right?
They do? So, yeah. So do colleges, though. And I'm like, why would anybody do that? I don't know. Again,
We shouldn't even have music.
And I would think it's constricting to be in these uniforms that are so, you know, like tight and up your neck and like just like you can't. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
All right, we have some more holiday greetings for our listeners.
Here we go.
From all of us here in Knott's Landing, we wish you
a happy Thanksgiving.
It's a huge cast.
All of us at Falcon Crest and our crew wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving!
That included the lighting people.
That was like 45, 50 people. Holy cow.
All right, now we're getting into the good stuff where we could do Hagman's intro to Keech, but then before you play Keech, I just want to explain a few things.
Now, here's the thing. Stacy Keach, what's he famous for, really?
Hey, he had a hot streak in the 70s, okay? He had some great, great films in the 70s.
Let me preface this by saying I've always liked Stacy Keach. But I don't know what the hell I know him from. Except like Cheech and Chong, maybe.
Oh, and he was great in that, yeah, I must say. He was really funny in that.
He was one of the brighter moments.
I can't tell you the first time I saw that. And him, and I was laughing my ass off.
But here, I'm looking for him. I'm looking...
All right, I'm on IMDb, and so I just go, you know, he was in Fat City, which is a John Huston movie, which is great. He was in a real trippy flick called End of the Road, which is based on a famous novel. He was in New Centaurians. Traveling Executioner is another good one that you should check out.
Seems like he did a lot of period stuff. And he looks like the part. Like, he could play a... Like, I see he was in Lincoln. He was in... what else?
He was in a movie with Roger Moore about Italian mafia, believe it or not. The Killer Inside Me, adaptation of a Jim Thompson novel. The Squeeze is a really good crime thriller that nobody knows about.
But it's The Duelists was very good.
That's a great... But he's just a voiceover in that.
That was a good movie.
But,
you know, none of these movies are real huge standouts.
The Ninth Configuration, again, another great, great, trippy kind of flick by the guy who wrote The Exorcist.
Right.
Long Riders, that's a great Western.
But he never had anything huge.
He was big in the 70s, again. But into the 80s, he was doing, like, B-movies. You know, you had Butterfly with Pia Zadora. He had Road Games with Jamie Lee Curtis. That championship season, you know, it's in actors. But then he had Mike Hammer on TV.
Which did okay, did a couple seasons.
And lately, he was in that that TV show... Titus, do you remember that? That was a funny show.
Oh, yeah. I remember Titus.
I like Titus. I thought it was really funny.
Now, here, while he was on this, though, he had the return of Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer.
Right.
And the new Mike Hammer. So that's basically what he was doing on the parade.
But, you know, again, he's been constantly working forever.
Yeah.
Forever. I know he did a lot of stage in the... A long time ago, but I don't know if he still does that.
Is he still around? Like, what's his
name? Yeah, he's still around. He was in Nebraska a couple of years ago. I'm looking to see what he's done lately. He did something really, really recently that he's getting some high marks for. I can't find it. But yeah, Stacy Keach is great. Oh, he's on The Simpsons.
Well, he's got that voice, you know?
That's too funny.
Lots
of TV.
I always liked him. I just...
Okay, but... All right, so let's play Hagman's intro, and then we can talk more about this chemistry that he's going to have.
All right, here we go.
We can feel the excitement building up all around our CBS bubble and all over New York City for the start of Macy's Parade.
With all those big balloon characters, Superman, Kermit the Frog, Betty Boop.
Oh, yes, and this year we have a special surprise. Olive Oil is bringing along her baby, little Sweet Pea.
That kid's got to be 45 years old by now.
At least. Hosting the parade are two more favorites from our CBS family. Just down the street from us, Mike Hammer, whose handle, of course, is Stacy Keach.
And that lovely daughter of Aaron, Susan Sullivan.
Oh. Mike.
What's going on?
So, like, Stacy Keach, you know, as a parade announcer, I don't see it. I don't think he's comfortable doing it. I don't know this lady from anything, really. I'm sure if I looked on her IMDb, which I don't care about,
yeah.
I might, oh, she was in that, but I still,
yeah.
Anyway,
just don't care.
She makes so many flubs or just bizarre comments that, if we play the next two clips back to back, in the first one, this is where Keach and Sullivan just appear. Sullivan, this is the woman, steps on Keach's line at one point, and if you watch him, he gives her such a look like, shut the fuck up.
Well, and then – I think, you know, like you said, he had a bit of a cocaine problem. Right before he opens his mouth, he's probably like, all right, I have the perfect balance of cocaine in my body. I'm ready to go. And she steps on his line.
And says, ooh!
Yeah, it's like you just messed everything up!
And then if you follow that with the Raggedy Ann float, like something funny happens. You get a really good camera angle, which Sullivan, no, I forget, Susan Sullivan, she points out. And, you know, it's going up right up the camera for no reason is on the ground looking up into Raggedy Ann's ass. And, like, Susan Sullivan just calls it out. So let's play those back to back.
Here we go.
Thank you, Larry and Linda. Hello, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Stacy Keach here with Susan Sullivan.
And I'm Susan Sullivan here with Stacy Keach. Happy Thanksgiving.
We'd like to welcome you all to the 60th annual presentation of the world-famous Thanksgiving Day Parade for Macy's, a holiday treat for children everywhere and their parents as well.
Yeah, you're going to see some great balloons today. We got Garfield the Cat, we got Superman, we got Betty Boop.
And we've got two new balloons this year. We've got Humpty Dumpty and...
You know what's annoying that she does? She looks right at him as he talks.
Yes.
And it's almost like...
It's unnerving.
Yeah, I mean, she's literally 10 inches away from his face. And it's like, you'll notice when she talks, he doesn't do that. So, and she probably has bad breath or something.
He hates her.
Camus, the baby whale.
Oh, it's going to be great. So you stay right where you are. Stacy and I are going to be telling you a little bit more about what you're seeing as the parade passes by our CBS cameras.
So, in the immortal words of Cole Porter, let's do it.
Let's do it. Come on.
No underwear on that.
Just last year, this great, big, beautiful doll joined our parade. She's Raggedy Ann. Who else? A household word to generations of little girls all over the world. And that means your mother, Stacy, your grandmother, maybe even your great-great-grandmother, probably cuddled this floppy little redhead with a freckled face. That's a great angle on this floppy little redhead. Raggedy Ann is only, now I'm upset about this, the second female balloon following olive oil to appear in the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Well, I guess the woman's moment was a little late getting around to balloon equality. You know that this outsized cutie is 32 feet wide, and it took 565 square yards of cloth to make her costume. Now, her handlers are all dressed like her perennial boyfriend, Raggedy Andy. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Well, it's a perfect name for a doll, Raggedy Ann. When you get to know her on a first-name basis, she'll let you call her Raggedy.
Oh, you've been out with her, you devil. You always did like big women.
What the hell is that
What
about?
Was that, you like big women? I'm waiting for Stacy Keach. I haven't been asleep for 2 days. I have to make dinner still. I'm loaded. Oh my god.
So next up is the Garfield, and look at Garfield's back paw. And you will see, can I just say, it looks really windy out there, and I'm like worried with some of these floats, like that Raggedy Ann float was.
Yeah, it looks pretty right.
Going a little out of control. But listen to, again, the Garfield float there, it's like coming down because his back paw, clearly not inflated.
All right. It sounds like people screaming. Oh! Wow, really?
Six. Oh,
here, America's pasta-loving, Emmy-winning Garfield the Cat.
Oh, he's my fave.
Oh, he's terrific. This is such a great view. Now this.
Oh, he's terrific.
Jeez. The roly-poly guy joined our airborne menagerie 2 years ago, and as usual, they had to wake him up for today's parade. His raggedy edge is obviously jealous. His little paws seem to be a little spelunky there. But anyway, Garfield has a problem. Medically, it's known as chronic compulsive caloric consumption.
Maybe it's just eating.
He eats too much. Yeah, Frosty, I don't have to tell you anything. His two favorite pastimes, eating and sleeping, in that order. When he isn't eating, he goes to sleep, and he probably dreams about eating.
Well, you know, doctors tell us that eating like that will make your body look just like Garfield. Wouldn't that be terrible to be covered with orange and black stripes?
Yes.
I don't know. But even when he's overweight, Garfield is a perennial favorite with his young viewers on CBS TV. He's the creation of Jim Davis. Hello to Jim and his wife, Carolyn.
Oh, now here's a spectacular group of musicians.
You want to hear your favorite marching band?
We could skip this one.
You can never have the...
Can never have too many Indians at a Thanksgiving Day parade.
Indian parade.
15 members of the Style Marchers of...
You can never do this now. Unless they were all Native American or something.
Yeah, some of those Indians on that float are clearly like white people just dressed up as Indians.
Yeah, I've got a Tommy Hawk. Ben Franklin float.
Right, so if you listen to this one here again, listen to the background as it starts up, because Susan Sullivan is like, who am I looking at? What am I looking at? Somebody tell me where to look.
Looks like Ben Franklin.
It is Ben Franklin. Susan, I know this has been said before, but this really is a fabulous parade.
It is.
And I know this is not the first time that you've seen one.
No, because I was born and raised in New York.
Really?
But it's a great day. I mean, the sun is shining. Please, we're blessed. It's a little different, though, watching it from behind the cameras than it is out on the sidewalk.
Yes, it is. In my case, television was my first experience with the Macy's Day Parade. I grew up in Savannah, Georgia.
Did you really, darling?
And I was born there, and I really lived most of my life in California.
Ah, I see. Well, we're going to be back with more of these fascinating biographical notes. But now, more of the parade. Stay with us.
What's with her, man?
Right? She's terrible. She is bad.
Like, I would rather hear about Stacey Keach's life than to hear one more minute about her privileged white girl, rich girl nonsense.
All right, so we have a bunch of commercials. I don't know if you want to play these just to get some sponsorship bucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's Newhart. So.
No, but after that, we have like a bunch
not?
Of... Okay, go.
From all of us here at Newhart to all of you out there, Happy Holidays!
I hated that show.
So this is the new hurricane. Hoo-wee. Glad it's on our side, Hondo.
Hondo. Tracker here. Assemble masks. Intruder closing in.
It's a venomous stinger. Look out! Hurricane engage.
Vehicles each sold separately.
See, this commercial is the embodiment of our future interview with the author of the Atari book. Those covers basically would promise you, the artwork would promise you this fascinating, exciting time, and then you would pop that game in and you'd be like, what the hell am I looking at? wait, let me make sure that I got the right box. Yeah, this is the same artwork. And that's basically the embodiment of what that artwork
with a figure
had to do.
Hidden for the sky.
Mask, where illusion is the ultimate weapon.
I'm getting mad.
Mask, Hurricane, Firefly, and Stinger. Each sold separately. New from Kenner.
I've got a really good story for you. And it's all about me. Who looks exactly the way that I look.
Me.
And I am reading who's holding the...
Now, this is basically a Teddy Ruxpin ripoff.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to be surprised if this wasn't Worlds of Wonder. And one of the kids looks like Teddy.
Me, firm as a feather, in all kinds of weather. Me, wonderful me.
Sesame Street's Big Bird story magic from Ideal with storybook and cassette. The way your kids react to him speaks for itself.
She's moving. It's Magic Muse Barbie.
Wait, girl. Love the
Moose Barbie doll comes with this three-piece outfit and change-around stole. New from Mattel.
Nabisco Snackcrackers have a terrific holiday package for you, and it's the perfect way to open up your holidays. They're giving you great savings on better cheddars with real cheese baked right in, great-tasting wheat thins, sociables in all those festive shapes, flavorful great crisps, and Canada Dry. In fact, you can save up to $3. So go to your store and look for your Nabisco Snack Crackers display. And while you're celebrating this holiday season, you can also be saving. Nabisco.
Hello, I'm Angela Lansbury. All of us at Murder, She Wrote want to wish each and every one of you a happy and joyous Thanksgiving.
I just want to play one of my favorite commercials, if I might. It kind of falls into this time, but I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, I was just going to say, I wish Angela Lansbury was like, we at Murder, She Wrote wish you a killer Thanksgiving.
Something funny.
Yeah. What is your commercial from? I'm trying to think.
Wait, here we go.
What are you doing in the kitchen at 3 a.m. in the morning, Alice?
Having a breakfast treat, George.
But breakfast isn't for another 4 hours.
I'm not having breakfast. I'm having a Stelladoro breakfast treat.
Is there a difference?
Breakfast you eat at breakfast time. Breakfast treats you eat anytime.
Not bad. But if they're good anytime, Alice, why do they call them breakfast treats?
George, don't talk. Eat.
Stelladoro breakfast treats. There's no wrong time to eat them.
I don't know.
If my wife talked to me that way, I would have belted her, especially at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Have you ever heard of Patton Oswalt's take on that commercial?
No. On that commercial?
Yeah, I'm tempted to play it. It's 3 minutes long, and you will be crying by the end of it. And then we can blow through the rest of this.
All right, go.
All right, here we go. It's
side awesome. Tangent.
Why am I so afraid of getting married, too, man? I'm terrified of that. I get into these relationships, and then I jump out because I'm scared. I don't want to be with someone for life, and then I get terrified of the marriage, and I realize why that is. Stelladoro breakfast treats. That's why I'm afraid of being married. I don't know if anyone remembers, in the late 70s, the Stelladoro company brought out these cookies called Stelladoro breakfast treats. And they're just basically like biscotti if you lived in a trailer park. They're horrible, horrible, crappy cookies. So they had this commercial that is one of the most disturbing, horrifying things I've ever seen on TV, where it opens at 3 a.m. in this dank, shadowy, David Fincher-esque basement. And there's just this 50-year-old woman in a house coat, just this unfuckable hag, just leaning over and gnawing on this. And her husband comes trudging in his bathrobe, and he's got the comb over with the pink skin showing through the hair, and he just comes trudging in and goes, "What are you doing?" That's the first line of dialogue in a cookie commercial. "What are you doing?" And she says, "I'm having a Stelladoro breakfast treat." He goes, "Stelladoro breakfast treat? What's that?" She goes, "They're these sweet, crumbling little cookies. You can have them anytime." And then he says, "If you can have them anytime, why do they call them breakfast treats?" So then she says, "George, don't talk. Eat. Stelladoro breakfast treats. Snack time anytime." What? What kind of market research did the ad company do that did that? "We've done research that shows that these cookies appeal to people in their late 50s trapped in failed, hateful marriages. And as they sink deeper into the separating asshole of mutual acrimony and defeat, they need to gnaw on your sweet, crumbly cookies."
And that's the embodiment of the joke. It's pretty funny, right?
It is funny.
That's the way I feel on Thanksgiving. You know what? By the end of a regular Thanksgiving with my family, you know, if I do the big family thing. When you were younger, did you do the big family Thanksgiving where there were like 50 people or something?
We still do that. We still do it.
Yeah, but at least it's with your wife's family, right?
Yeah. That makes it better.
Yeah, because if you do it with the family that you grew up with, it's danker. It, you know, it's there's more baggage.
It's even sadder because you hate everybody because it's your own blood instead of.
Yeah, and it's like you just look at the whole table of them. It's like, I don't care if any of these people died today. And, you know, with my family, it's like, hey, you want to come out to dinner with us? It's like, no, I never want to go out to dinner on Thanksgiving, ever, you know? And we just, you know, we like to do it quiet at home. And we basically will go and crash friends' houses afterward, just hang out. You know, go have them over, have dessert, go over there and have dessert, and keep
and
it
drink.
Local.
And drink.
Yeah, and that's it, you know? Like, one of my closer friends, he lives 3 blocks from here, so it's like, I'll walk over to his house afterward.
Nice.
I'll just, you know, just friggin' shoot the crap. Fire a gun. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, you want to hear something funny? Just yeah. I can tell you this afterwards. I was just thinking, you know, with everything the way it is and white nationalists taking over, I was thinking of really, seriously, buying a gun.
Good, you should. I'll put you through the right ways to do these
things. You don't have one, right?
I do. I have a rifle.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, for real?
For real. Hmm. But you don't need a license. I mean, you don't need, like, anything.
No, I know.
Special.
I can walk into the Walmart, walk out with a gun. I know.
Well, with a rifle, yeah.
But I'm still thinking on it. I'm still thinking on it.
Yeah, you definitely should. You have 2 daughters, you know. It's you versus them. And when I say them, I mean these maniacal liberals out there. Because you know what? The people coming to get to, like, ransack your house and everything, they're not conservatives.
Ouch.
Sorry, I'm just saying. All right. Not to get, you know, not to politicize this, but. Let's get back to the Reagan years here.
All right, let's just, like you say, quickly go through it. If you want to do this one clip with the ship of state at 2703, we have a very special appearance by someone who's on the float. He doesn't speak or anything, but just to see him.
Yeah,
like,
it's weird.
I was like,
yeah.
Holy crap, that is like freaky that we picked this.
Well, give that man a microphone.
Now, on the 4th of July in 1788, there was a big parade in Philadelphia to celebrate the ratification of our new Constitution. And one of the floats in that parade was a boat on wheels carrying local and visiting dignitaries. It was called the Ship of State, and here it comes now. And we have a couple of famous Roberts aboard. One, Robert Vaughn, very famous actor, and the famous singer, Robert
Vaughn.
It's just weird. You know, we did just lose him 10 days ago.
I know.
And he looked exactly like the same as he looked here.
Never got old. He looked exactly the way he looked in Superman 3.
He always looked 53. Always.
Since this year is the bicentennial of the signing of the Constitution, we present our own version of the Ship of State, a three-masted yard complete with colorful sails, rope rigging, and a crow's nest. Too bad we can't use her in the America's Cup.
But up, up, but up, up. All right, we can do one more. And this one you got to listen to closely because here again, Susan Sullivan's lost. Nobody's telling her what camera or what she's looking at, so she can't talk. Then there's a Tom Turkey float where Keach starts talking about the turkey, but the camera, which you won't be able to tell, but the camera's already switched to Superman, and so Keach just stops talking about the turkey.
All right, here we go.
And there's something wrong with the Superman float, which Susan Sullivan is again going to tell us about.
Here's to another 200 years of clear sailing.
I can't hear him. What item? 3.
What item?
This stern-faced couple represent the early pilgrim settlers who came to the New World in search of religious freedom. These pioneers and their Indian friends remind us that this rich industrial country began as an untamed wilderness. Hard to believe in the middle of New York, isn't it?
Yeah.
The pilgrims began to clear the land for planting, and after their first crop, they held a feast of celebration and thanksgiving for the bounty of their nature.
A
Aha, and here's the noble bird right in front of our vantage point at the Gulf and Western Plaza, Mr. Tom Turkey, the universal symbol of Thanksgiving Day. And aboard Mr. Tom Turkey is the beautiful and talented Miss Crystal Gayle. There she is. You can just see her behind
Oh, Crystal Gayle.
There she is.
There she is with all her hair.
Lovely. This is the 14th year that our hero has gobbled his way down Broadway, rolling his eyes and bowing.
What does that mean? Here she is with all her hair.
She's just jealous.
I don't get it.
Flapping his head and flapping his wings. It's all done, by the way, with a maze of cables, levers, and pulleys. And he measures.
Oh, man.
Oh! Look! It's a bird! It's a plane! No, it is Superman. 12 stories high, back and down, looking for his girlfriend, Lois Lane. Now, the original Superman was able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, but this one doesn't have to. He can look over tall buildings. He is a tall building. New Yorkers can sleep more soundly tonight with the number one good guy watching over them.
This is the largest balloon ever built for the Thanksgiving Day parade, made of paper-thin nylon coated with synthetic rubber. He's 104 feet long. Oh, my goodness. He seems to have lost his hand there. He's 35 feet wide, and he's inflated with 14,000 cubic feet of helium fed into his 14 separate compartments. That's my kind of guy. As we all know, after
what
he beats up the bad guys, sort of changes clothes, the telephone booth comes back as Clark Kent, a mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet. And, of course, once back in the office, nobody knows the secret that he has 14 separate compartments and he's full of helium.
Oh, she's terrible.
Kermit the Frog is so weird-looking. I'm grabbing screenshots from this like randomly. It's like, holy cow, they're so weird looking.
You just need a shot of Keech with the sweater. That's all we need. That's
yeah, that's basically the embodiment of
I'm trying to think of what else. I mean, we can play a marching band to take us out.
Yeah, big time. Marching band number 5.
Yes, is that 34-33?
Yeah.
So this is where
he's a little dog or something in one scene.
Oh, want to do the Pookie?
Yeah.
You could take us from Pookie to the marching band and then out.
I'm holding it. Why am I holding it?
Because there is a dog at the other end of it.
He's
not a Muppet.
Sweetheart. Oh,
yeah, this is Pookie.
Sweet. Pookie.
Yes, he came along to watch the parade. Isn't he a beauty?
Hi, baby. How are you?
Pookie is a Yorkshire Terrier.
Is that his dog?
I don't think so.
He seems to like the dog a lot. I
mean, they were first shown as a breed in England in 1861. He's a very old dog.
Poor dog is shaking.
He's descended from the... He's scared and cold. The Skye Terrier, the Manchester, and the Maltese Spaniel.
Aw. Does he do any tricks?
Well, of course he does. Okay, Pookie, roll over. Play dead. Speak, Pookie.
An obviously extremely well-trained dog. I think we should go back to the parade station. Nothing personal.
All right.
Oh, zing.
What a jerk that woman is. Oh my god. Alright, here's the band.
Here is the biggest marching band in this year's Thanksgiving Day parade. 250 strong from Westchester High School in Pennsylvania. There are 214 musicians wearing handsome navy blue coats and pants trimmed with white and gold, gold capes and shako hats with ostrich plumes, which you might call a real splash of sartorial splendor. Fabulous.
Great sound.
The twirling team is decked out in full-length black leotards. I wonder if we can see them yet. Coming up behind. Oh, yeah. There they come.
It's not too cold, so they're probably having a pretty good time.
Statue of Liberty.
Dead air.
Well, here we have the Statue of Liberty, which is undergoing a full restoration this year. Isn't it now the restoration?
Peach, speak!
Seriously, it's like dead air. Dead air. Damn it, man. Say something. But yeah, wasn't 86 the year where they were cleaning the statue and stuff?
Let me think. When did Remo Williams come out? So, yes, it's about that
maybe?
Time.
Yeah. I think it did.
That's how I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm just kind of... Alvin and Chipmunks are always popping up in
But we hate them.
Yeah. All right, man. So I think that's about it then.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, those are the basic highlights from this Thanksgiving Day parade that we have chosen from 1986.
Yeah, we have to choose another big one next year, like a full crazy one.
And we have to go through it live, play it straight through, and do a Mystery Science Theater on it.
You know, I can't do it to the new ones. The new ones I find unwatchable.
Only because they're only – no, I don't watch it at all. Only because they're, like, so polished and, like, when you have a bunch of hosts who are unsuited to be hosts for this kind of thing,
yeah,
it's great. And, you know, they don't allow balloons to go out with no arm.
Yeah,
with exactly. An arm not inflated. So that's why I like these older ones.
Yeah.
Because anything can happen.
I mean,
and
I
it does.
I would love to see the one where, you know, remember One Falls and the
post? Yes, yes. What, wasn't it the dinosaur? Wasn't it
Barney?
What, wasn't it Barney that fell on people?
Maybe. Well, anyway, well, Christopher, thank you very much for getting together for this episode of VHS Rewind.
And have a happy Thanksgiving to you and to everyone who's listening.
Yeah, man. And, you know, have fun and don't take the bait. Don't get into political discussions. Even if everybody at the table is on your side, it's not worth it.
Ouch.
All right, man. I'll talk to you next time.
Ciao.